Probably everybody says this about being a wacko, but I have an incident that happened back in 1968. I'm 38 years old now.
Yes.
And the only people who know about it is my father and my family now knows. And I did tell one friend, and it's something that I would like to, if I could even just make it short and just tell you and see if there was anything in this time frame that was happening to anybody else. But we live right next to a mountain in Orville that runs north and south, and we're up on the east. Let's see, we'd be on the west side of the mountain, but back behind our mountain would be east.
Yes.
And during the high water time, there is the Smokamine River meets the Okanagan River right in front of our house, and there's a low marshy or a farmland that floods every year there, and you can walk if you kind of walk on the high grounds, and there's lots of puddles and stuff. Anyway, my father and I were, I don't know what age I was back then, but anyway, like I say, I'm 38 now. I was working on a motorcycle, and it was just about lunchtime, and we have two big picture windows in our house, and which is facing west and the main highway 97. And all of a sudden, it sounded like a very large jet flying right to the house. And we just stopped working, and I've just been a nut about flying. I always wanted anything to do with flying. And I looked up about the same time my dad did, and this jet sounds like it's going to just run into our house. And it's so loud and reverberating that it's actually shaking in your chest. You can just feel it inside your body.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, instantly the noise quits instantly as it peaked to the loudest point it could peak. And I guess you might say we're kind of in shock. We're both just sitting there, or I'm actually on my knees. My dad's crouched down. We look up, and there's some power lines that are just above our house, and this thing is sitting between the eave of our house and the power line. So you can actually take in a rock and just toss it. It was about, this has been years ago, but about 3 foot long, cylinder-shaped, had a almost like a cross. Near the front, it was more of a the shape of a wing going across it at a 90-degree angle, but it wasn't a wing like you would think of being aeronautic for lift or anything. It just was a kind of a lip shape, whatever you'd say.
Okay.
Anyway, on the front, there was an argument between my dad and I because how long it was there, visible, sitting there. At the front of it was tapered off fairly fast. The back end looked completely blunt. We saw no openings, a very nice metal, a glisten to it. My dad and I, he's getting old now, and we argue about what color it was. But anyway, there's absolutely no sound. The sound quit. The motion of the thing was just there. We could hear it coming like it came from up behind the place, just roaring in the mountains. It actually echoed off the mountains. So we're sitting there, and we both agree on this today. It's about 1001, 1002, 1003. It sounds like if you've ever been around an old blacksmith shop, you have to a wind machine you could grab, and you could start turning the handle, and it slowly starts to wind up the impeller.
Yeah.
So, well, anyway, this thing starts going wah, and starts to get a deep, really neat sound again, like it's 3 to 6 times bigger than it ought to be, like a jet sitting there next to you, and this thing is tiny.
Yes.
And anyway, it starts to move forward, but very slowly, and what was neat was it moved forward, it also came down. So there's no talking between the two of us. We're just sitting there staring at this thing. It goes out, which would be 100 feet in front of us. It hits the main highway. If a car came or a truck came, it would have been wiped out. It's just about the height of a man's head going across the highway. It is flying just at, I'd say, 10 miles an hour, maybe not even 10 to 15 miles an hour, slowly picking up speed, and the sound is just kind of increasing with it, but yet it's not as loud as it was when it started. It goes out and across the railroad tracks, and now it's out there about a block from us, and does this beautiful little sachet. It just kind of turns on its side, shows a complete profile of itself, and like an airplane glider, just turns left, which would be turning back south, goes behind these great big aspen trees, or these trees, and goes out into the swampy water area. And we can just see it kind of going behind the trees, and then it disappears out of sight. My dad, I just went, wow, what did we see? I'm just looking at him. I'm up on my feet, and he says, you saw nothing. And anyway, he totally broke down that you'll be a nut. Our family name will be ruined in town. We're known as good family. You didn't see nothing. You don't say nothing to your family, your mother, anybody. And you have to promise me. So I sat there just absolutely amazement. We just saw something that you maybe read about. And my dad's telling me that we saw nothing. So after he made me promise, absolutely swear, that I would not say a word, we went in the house. Well, my little brother was laying on the rug next to the window, and my other brother was sitting in a chair. And my little brother looked up and said, "Did that jet almost hit the house?" And my mom spoke up in the kitchen and said, "That thing was so loud, it was rattling things in here." And I looked at my dad like, "Please." And he just said, "Yeah, jet flew over." And that was it. So anyway, the story doesn't end real quick there, but I never said a word to anybody. My family, it was a promise. It was you actually felt like maybe you had not seen anything because your dad, who you trust as a youngster, says you didn't see anything. It's done. I come home, and my dad's drawing a picture on the table, and my little brother's sitting there all funny, bug-eyed, and here's this thing drawn all out to scale, just beautiful. And I looked at my dad like, "Here's our promise. What are you doing?" He said, "Well, guess what happened?" He said, "I just came home, and Ronnie, you tell." Well, Ronnie's my little brother. He said, "Well, I was home all alone," and he says, "the chickens in the backyard were running around just going nuts." So he said, "I looked out the back window, and there was a shadow going on the ground." And I thought, "Ah, hawk." He said, "I ran and grabbed our little .22. We had a .22 single shot. He said, "I put a bullet in it, and I ran out the back, and the chickens are still running around, but I didn't see a hawk." So he said, "I walked up to the barn, and I was standing up there at the barn looking for this hawk," and he said, "all of a sudden I looked over my shoulder, and right behind me, facing the mountain," he said, "just a few feet above me is this thing," and he had it drawn. And he said, "it was making no noise. It never made any noise." And he said, "it just sat there." And he said, I was going to run, but I was so afraid I couldn't run. I didn't know what it was. And he said, "all of a sudden it started to move." And I said, "it made noise." He said, "not a noise, not one sound." And he said, "it went," and he pointed. And right where it went a year earlier, it had went right through the same trees, turned, and made the same sachet. So now my whole family knows. We make a trip out on the island, and we looked all over. And we had sticks, and we poked in like kids would do. We poked in every mud puddle there was. But anyway, that's been since 68, and it's only people know is my immediate family and my wife now. And I just wondered if anything like that, you know, you guys get a lot of probably nuts and people calling in, but do you get anything like that around that era?
I would have to check back in the files.
Okay.
On this first sighting, involving you and your father, do you have any estimate of the total duration of how long you watched it?
Yeah, well, let's see. The sound started, and I would say it built up over 15 seconds. I mean, it's like you hear a jet coming, and it's really, my dad says, really motating. We think it came over the mountain, but we don't know. There's a high water during this time. Also, there's a dry lake bed right above our house at the very top of the mountain. Anyway, it came down from that direction, and it was cooking. Or let's put it this way, the sound was really echoing off that mountain. And I started looking up, so let's say no more than 15 seconds. The sound peaked to where you're both just like, wow, what's this jet going to do? Where's it coming from? Because the sound is just reverberating.
Yes.
Well, it's actually shaking my chest, and I could feel it shaking my body, and the others in the family in the house said it was shaking the windows and stuff. So they thought it was going to break the windows. Like I say, we both agree on 3 seconds. We fear about 1,001, 1,002, 1,003 of total sitting there, no motion, no nothing, just sitting there, letting us stare at it. We stared at it, and it just sat there. And then I would say it started to make this noise slowly, like it was winding up and slowly moved forward. And let's see, I would say that lasted no more than another 15, 20, 30 seconds, the maximum. See, I don't know if this makes any sense, but I tried to block it out of my memory because it drives you nuts. You just saw something that you can't believe you saw, your own father. So I wanted to go and get hypnotized and pay a professional to hypnotize my dad and I and see if we could make more detail, because my little brother said there was a little opening in the front, right up near the front. There was a tiny little square, a little opening. Well, my little brother is dead now. He got killed in a car, in a bike wreck in 1980. And I don't remember a lot about it because we were told not to. We were told flat. My dad said, "Don't, just forget it."
Okay. Do you have any estimate of the closest or the lowest altitude that the object obtained?
Yeah, the lowest altitude obtains when it crossed the main highway. We both were just shocked. It was below the height of a man's head. I figure if a car came, it would have been right at the top of a normal car,
okay.
So about chest level. And it, of course, if the car came, it wouldn't have got hit. I believe it was very, whatever was guiding it or whatever was doing it, it knew what it was doing. But we both said later, boy, if there had been a truck or a car, that thing would have just been wiped out.
Okay, and this was 1968. Do you have any estimate of the month?
Yeah, my dad would know probably pretty well exact. It's when the high water, it's when the Smokamine River and the water floods
okay.
in Oroville. So it's after spring runoff.
Okay, how about the time of the day?
Oh, yeah, it was just about lunch.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. Matter of fact, I can almost, if I go to the spot at my mom's house and stand there, nothing's changed. The power pole's still there. The house is still there. You know, and we stand at the porch and stand where my bike used to be, and I say, you know, kids, this is where it was at. It was right underneath this power line and right above the eave of the house. It came right underneath.
Okay, did you notice anything coming from the object that would indicate some kind of an exhaust?
No, that's what's weird. We both agreed as it moved away, we both stared at it. There was no openings. There was no opening in the rear. There was no, for propulsion, for whatever, there was absolutely, I know the end of, I'm going to call them the wings now for nothing better to call them.
Yes.
It was totally squared off, blunt.
Okay.
It's like you took and sliced them with a knife. They were, and it was definitely a beautiful metal color, like a gun barrel had been. Now, my dad said it had more of a brownish tint or some kind of a tint to it, but again, I won't swear under hypnosis something maybe I'd remember, but I know that it was impressive. The metal was just glistening. The sun wasn't in our eyes. It was a beautiful view of it, and the most impressive thing was the physical feeling of it, the feeling that reverberated through my, it's like standing at a drag track in Spokane, Washington, and having the dragsters take off, it shakes your chest.
Yes.
And this was a feeling when it came, and then it instantly, absolutely instantly stopped. When the noise stopped, it was there. And we didn't see it coming to stop. We didn't see it, like, slowing down. All we saw was, we heard a noise, looked, and then it quit. The noise
okay.
quit. There was an object. Just weird. I've never done anything about this, and I've only told one friend in my family. But there's an article that someone talked to someone over there, one of you gentlemen from OMAC, and I saw that, and I thought, man, you know, I don't want to be in the paper. I don't want to be anything. But if I could just talk to someone, just get it off my chest and,
sure.
and let someone know that I, you know, I saw something, and I just want to know if anybody else saw it. Because when my little brother saw it, I bet you within, well, the same month, the next year, 1 year away, and I could say what was weird was we never told him. And he was so scared, I looked at him and said, well, why didn't you shoot? And the kid was almost in tears. He said, well, it was just sitting there. And he said, I just got this weird feeling, this thing, I couldn't believe this thing just sitting in the air. And I said, was it making noise? And he said, not a noise. Then he said, he started to move, and it started to move, and it just went on down, and he pointed. He said, went right through there and turned. Well, some great big trees that grow on the edge of rivers. I'm going to say aspen, not aspen, but cottonwood. And they're just some great big old cottonwood trees, and it just was an opening between two trees, and he said it just went there and turned. And it's sad, you know, he's not around to tell his story, and so it'd be great to have him tell it again. But my dad, he's pushing 70, and I don't know. I don't know if there's people that you can go to that you can trust that are professionals to be able to do this and see if there's something that we don't remember.
Well, we sure appreciate your reporting that. And I'm going to check back in the files for that period, and if I find any additional information relating to anything else that happened in that area, I'll let you know.
Well, I tell you, it's just about 1 mile south of Oroville on Highway 97.
Okay.
And whether that makes any difference or not, but it's just an area that has a real a big, big island. It's completely surrounded by the Smokamine and the Okanagan River.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you again.